Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Yeehaw! You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Bob, who has more fun than we do, man? We are sitting out in front of Garrett's. We got the grill smoking up. We got the Metro Cruise. I'm drooling. Man, we're sitting here at a stoplight. It's kind of cool because all these cars have to stop and we get a good look at them as they're out in front of us. And we're seeing everything. Here comes a classic old pickup truck. That thing's a 1941 with a wood side on it. We got some Panteras sitting next to us. You're backed up against this beautiful K&M Challenger with the Hemi in it. Man, it's a great day to be a guy.
I know. I'm getting all aroused here. I think somebody that might have more fun than us is
look at
maybe Jeff Foxworthy.
Look at this thing. It's got a Gatling gun on the haunt.
Yeah, that's Jeff Foxworthy. When I saw him, I was just standing by that Timber Ridge deep fryer over there, and he's, of course, involved with the Timber Ridge people, and man likes to deep fry some wild turkey.
Yeah, that is good.
And we got that baby fired up, and Bruce Meekoff's over there getting ready to put a bunch of chicken legs in it, so we're going to have some fried chicken here real soon. But you know, Jop, it's a couple cool nights, and I start getting that thought, you know?
I
get the smell of the woods coming in, and my dogs are barking like crazy, the deer scattering, and so it's time to pull out that Bowtech that I got from Alan Bob's, and I got two sights now, so I'll be getting up on my back deck and my perch there and doing some lateral shots and some linear shots, and time to get dialed in. And there's no better place to go get dialed in than Alan Bob Sports, and you got to talk to Merle Shoemaker. What's up, dude?
Hey, you guys are having way too much fun this morning, it sounds like. A couple of high schoolers checking out their hot rods.
No such thing, Merle. There's no such thing as too much fun on Metro Cruise Day, man.
Yeah, I always wanted to do a Metro Cruise, I didn't ever want to be a Metro.
Hey, Bob, did you get your boat paper tuned yet?
No.
That's one of the things you need to do before you go out hunting this year.
Hey, Merle, tell me what that is. If somebody doesn't know what paper tuning your bow is, describe that. It's pretty easy, but describe it for me.
Well, basically, you're taking your bow, and we're shooting it through paper from about 7 feet. And it's going to make a tear in paper one way or the other if the bow's not tuned properly. So we can make the adjustments to make it so it's the bow's tuned so your arrow is flying straight instead of sideways.
Right, and what the paper will do with that is if it's tuned and it's flying straight, you'll get that perfect hole, right?
You get a perfect hole, just showing three tears with the fletching is all you'll get. You won't get any sideways tear at all. And that's very important for penetration when you're hunting. You lose a lot of penetration if your arrow's not flying straight.
Well, I can't even go anywhere with that, but I'll bring my bow down there. Definitely want to make sure I have proper penetration. That thing shoots beautiful. If you've never shot a Bowtech, you got to go to Alan Bob's, and you've got a great indoor archery range. It doesn't matter what the weather is, and they can literally shoot any of your Bowtech bows down there.
Yeah, every one of them on the shelf. You can shoot any of them that you like, and we can help you out with, you know, something we see with shooting form and things like that, which is pretty important as far as, you know, getting in a tree stand with your form and everything, because you want to make sure you're doing everything right when you take that shot.
Hey, Merle, if I'm pulling my bow off the rack, I hung it up last year in January. It's been sitting there all season. I'm just starting now to pull it down. What do I need to look for? Give me a couple, two or three things that I can just do like a visual check to make sure that it's in working order.
The first thing you want to do is check your strings and cables, making sure that the cables aren't frayed where they're going through the cable slide, that the string is not frayed where it goes around the cam and then on the cam post. If you're good there and, you know, the string's not fraying anywhere else, you're good to go. Put a good coat of wax on it, and you should be good. If there's any fraying at all, you should you know, bring it in and have us take a look at it to see if it needs to be replaced or possibly a reserve, which is just putting new serving on the existing string where it separates sometimes. Also, you want to check on cam timing to make sure that the cams are in time, meaning both of them are setting in the same place at rest and at full draw. Those are the big things. And then just check all your nuts and bolts and make sure everything's tight on your sights and your rest.
If I wanted to have you guys do that, is that a service that you'd provide if I just grabbed my bow and drove down to Allen Bob's?
Yeah, we do a few different types of bow tunes. You can do a basic tune, which we will check all those things that I just mentioned for $25.
Oh, that's a steal, because, you know, you got the peace of mind in knowing that when that big buck does walk in front of you, that your equipment is going to function just like it was designed to do. There's nothing worse than to have an equipment failure in that moment that you've been waiting for and hunting for and working so hard. It's $25 well spent. I mean, that's nothing in comparison to all the money you spend on this sport.
Yeah, and it's also a good idea because, like with my last bow, the one I traded in at Allen Bob's, you know, they looked at it and said, you know, this fiberglass looks like it's starting to fray just a little bit, which means it's weakening, and you can get those splinters coming off it. Not only do they hurt, but it's showing signs of cracking. So you just get it looked over by a professional. It's $25. It's a great deal. But Jop and I are headed out to Kansas City to do our show for the American Royal, and that's the first weekend in October. And we're going to go out a little early and go after some of those Kansas City whitetail that have been so elusive to us for the last couple of years. So this is the year, and Bowtech's going to bring one down. I got to come in and get one of those range finders from you.
Yeah, come on in. We'll set you up with a new range finder from Leopold, from Redfield, from Bushnell. They all make great range finders. So they all do the job, and they all have the tree angle and everything on them. So
that's really critical, because if you're hunting out of a tree, range is everything. Even if you're hunting on the ground, I mean, if you know your ranges, and that's the tougher part. The older you get, like for me, I wear glasses now. Your distance judgment just isn't all that accurate. Nothing like a laser.
Right, right. The laser rangefinder will take all the guesswork out of it, and you can mark several different spots in your tree. Even if you don't laser the deer while he's on the ground, you can mark different spots away from your tree. So if he's standing next to one of those spots, you know how far away he is.
Okay. Well, we're coming down there for your big buck opener, and that is September 28th or 29th.
Yeah, I believe that is the date, the week last weekend in September, just before the big buck contest.
Yeah, so we'll be doing our show live down there, and that'll be a great time to make sure we get some extra venison down there. We're going to be grilling on the site. So, Merle, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Okay, that'll be September 29th at Allen Bob's for the Big Buck Opener.
Should be a lot of fun. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the head coach of the Lowell Red Arrows, Noel Dean. Noel had a first preseason game up in Rockford. It was a hard-fought battle. The Lowell Red Arrows did come away, but they've got this thing called the Pink Arrow Game that's coming up. It's a great fundraiser. It's become the fabric of the Lowell community, and we're going to talk with Coach Dean. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Don't you be around. Tonight there's gonna be trouble. Some of us won't survive. See the boys and me mean business. Busting out dead or alive. I can hear
the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.